Psalm 23. Been on my heart this week to look at the shepherd and the sheep. I dealt with this the other day and dealt with the sheep that is lost. He is a shepherd that comes. If you know anything about that, you'll say amen this morning. He came where you were. Undeserving but needy, and he came where you were and woke you up, opened your eyes, and showed you your need. And because of that, you're saved this morning. If you are not saved, if you've never been forgiven of your sin by Jesus Christ and his blood on Calvary, today would be a good day to get that settled. I encourage you to do so. Look, not only for the sheep that was lost, he comes, but for the sheep that was loose, he is a shepherd who calls. Those old dumb sheep, they'll wander off, lose fellowship. The shepherd doesn't say, good riddance, I've been so good to you, you walk off from me. Go ahead and deal with it the best you can. No, he calls. He goes out and brings that loose sheep back and restores fellowship. I want to deal with one more thought at least this morning. For the sheep that is lacking, he is a shepherd who can. For the sheep that is lacking, he is a shepherd who can. Those things being said, let's read a little bit. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It means to lack, to be without. Has the idea of having less than needed. It is more. Hey, listen. It is more than I can handle. That sound familiar to you at all? But he said, I shall not want. I won't get to that point because he's there with me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'll stop reading there. For the sheep that is lacking, he's a shepherd that can, who can do what the sheep cannot do. The life of a sheep can be summarized with two words, I can't. Maybe that's three words. I am not able. I am lacking. That's why David said, because of my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not be without. He has what I do not have. The wise sheep will look to the shepherd for the help they need. They realize everything in my life depends on that shepherd. That's how inadequate I am. Zechariah tells us about that. He says, smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. That shepherd keeps the whole flock together. And if something happens to him, the sheep are in bad shape. They need the shepherd. I do not know a lot about the songwriter, but I know the song is true. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I say this morning, that's true. The shepherd has whatever the sheep needs, and he needs a lot. He needs a lot. We are needy people. The smart sheep knows sheep. The smart sheep knows what they are. They know how inadequate they are. They understand their weakness. They understand their inadequacies. They do not think for a minute, I am able to handle the situation. I got this taken care of. That's not a smart sheep. That's a dumb sheep. A smart sheep knows the sheep. A smart sheep knows the shepherd. and knows that he is able, that shepherd is able to handle anything I am facing. And he knows enough about the shepherd to not only know his ability, but he knows he loves me. He may not be, he may be able, but if he doesn't love me, he ain't going to mess around, fool around me. He'll let me die. But my shepherd not only is able, but he loves me. I'm talking this morning about the sheep and his shepherd. Oh, listen. I say first that for the sheep that is lost, he's a shepherd who comes. And to the sheep that is loose, he's a shepherd that calls. And to the sheep that's lacking, he's a shepherd who can. I say, to the sheep that is lonely, he is a shepherd that comforts. Notice what it says in verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The words, he maketh me, is one word. And it simply means to recline. You see, the sheep is of a nature that is so timid that it doesn't take a whole lot to get them upset. In fact, it takes nothing to upset a sheep. They have a nature that is automatically, shaking, timid, afraid. And that nature is so overwhelming that they will not lie down on their own. Something inside says, stand, stand, stand. Don't relax. Don't take it easy. But this shepherd, did you hear the word? Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He is the one that somehow can so comfort that sheep to where he feels comfortable to lie down. I'm talking this morning about the sheep and the shepherd, or the shepherd and the sheep, either way you want to look at it. To the sheep that is lonely, he is a shepherd who comforts. You see, the sheep is one of many. The one sheep is not alone. He is in the midst of the flock. And there are times when the storm comes and that sheep starts getting scared, but he looks around and he sees, hey, I'm not alone. I have some friends, I have some relatives, I have some sheep. And the storm is scary and the storm is bad and it makes the sheep somewhat nervous, but he can look around and he finds out, I'm not in this by myself. They are getting wet just like I am getting wet. They are cold just like I am getting cold. But I tell you one thing. There are times the storm is so bad or the howl of the wolf seems so close that the fellow sheep doesn't comfort the sheep one bit. Because he looks around and he sees sheep just as scared as he is. And they're shivering and they're cold and they're scared. And all of a sudden that sheep feels all alone. And there'll be things you go through and you know others have gone through it. And you know some are going through it right then. But it's not enough. Doesn't seem to help a bit. But the shepherd sees that scared sheep. And he comes in close and hugs it up. And all of a sudden, that sheep that was scared and that sheep that was shaken is comforted. And now all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what the rest of the sheep are doing. Oh, he's still concerned. But if they're shaking, they'll just have to shake because he ain't shaking anymore. Right.
And if they're scared, they'll just have to be scared because he ain't scared anymore because a shepherd has come and comforted him. And he's willing to lie down. Hey, I want to give you a human illustration if I can find a place to do this. You'll have to just look real close. That word maketh, a human illustration is this. It means recline. Here's what it means. That feels so good. I want to just stay here a while. And that's exactly what it means. You know the difference? The shepherd came. That's the only difference. That sheep didn't find some inner strength he didn't know he had. That sheep didn't say, I'm going to stand up. No. The shepherd came. And that's what makes it. Hey, he'll come at the worst of times for you and hug you real close and whisper in your ear, it's going to be all right. And you can sense his presence in the darkness of the midnight. And when the trials are the worst, the comforting shepherd comes by and just lets you know he's still there. He's still, hey, the storm hadn't stopped. The rain's still coming. The wolf's still howling. But all of a sudden, there's a settledness inside. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. For the lonely sheep, he's a shepherd that comforts. And I'm glad that's our shepherd. Isaiah 40, verse 11 says, he shall gather the lamb with his arm. He comes and gathers them up. Some of them will even play a flute to comfort the sheep. He cares about the sheep. He loves them. To see them troubled hurts him. And his desire is to comfort them and to help them. Isaiah 41, verse 10 said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Don't be afraid. I'm talking about the sheep that is lonely, who feels like they're alone. I say this morning, if you're one of his sheep, you are never alone. He's always there with you. He wants to comfort us. That's why God told Joshua, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. All of a sudden, the sheep's not lonely anymore. The fear subsides, and he realizes, with the help of the shepherd, I'm going to make it through. For the sheep that is lost, he's a shepherd that comes. For the sheep that is loose, he's a shepherd that calls. For the sheep that is lacking, he's a shepherd who can. For the sheep that is lonely, he's a shepherd who comforts. For the sheep that is lazy, he's a shepherd who challenges. Notice what it says there in verse 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me. I say this morning, for the lazy sheep, he's a shepherd who challenges. What am I? Glad you asked me. While all the sheep's in the fold, that's that protected place. That's that prepared place that the shepherd makes. He'll even make a wall around it a lot of times. Remember, he's a door of the sheepfold. Boy, while we're all in the fold, we're so protected. And he provides for us, makes sure we got plenty of water, makes sure we got plenty of food. Make sure there's no boogers getting in. Boy, there's a protected place. There's a pleasant place. But listen to me. That shepherd knows something. And he knows, as good as it is here, as good as it is in the fold, there's a better place. Because up in the mountains, when the snow melts, and that fresh green grass begins to grow. It's lush. It's tender. It's the best. Now, it ain't bad down here. but it's better up there. Guess what? Our shepherd ain't satisfied with good. He wants the best for his sheep. But us sheep, we're satisfied where we're at. I feel right at home here. I feel protected. I am provided for. I am quite comfortable right here. I describe that with the word lazy. Because even those dumb sheep know to get up there to the mountains, there is a trip between here and there I don't want anything to do with. Because the path from here to there is difficult. There's hills, there's rocks, there's hollers, there's holes. There's wolves, there's animals, there's diseases. Cold in the night, hot in the day. I'd rather stay where I'm at. I'm still a sheep. Shepherd's still taking care of me. Why not just stay here? That's where we're living. At best, listen to me. At best in our day, average is where we're at. And our shepherd is saying, I have so much more for you. I have so much more. I have the best for you. And for the lazy sheep who's satisfied where he's at, that shepherd challenges. I do not know how he communicates this, but I know how our shepherd communicates it. He will say to some sheep, you know, I have more, don't you? You surely do not think you're experiencing all I have for you, do you? He says things like, would you not like to get closer? Would you not like to experience more from your shepherd? Would you not like to have all that God has for you? Is there any desire in your heart at all? The shepherd says to that lazy sheep who's satisfied, you don't need to be satisfied any longer. I got something better for you. But the trip to the mountains, the trip to the lush grass is difficult. And I can teach them. When you decide to really get right with God, when you really decide with all your heart, I am getting thoroughly right with God. I am putting him first. I want to tell you something. Don't want to scare you right off. But you better expect some difficulties. Because guess what? The devil is going to be listening to you. He ain't going to like it one bit. Plus, you got a nature inside you. That nature don't want that trip. That nature loves the fold. Come to church if I feel like it. Don't think about coming to Sunday school. Never crossed my mind about Sunday night or Wednesday night. That's average. Pray when I really get in trouble. Don't pray much if I don't. That's average. And most of the fold is satisfied right there. And you know it. But the shepherd ain't satisfied. He knows what's up there. He knows what he has for them. He knows the experience. The path is difficult. The path is dark. A lot of times shepherds will lead their flocks when they're on this. I'm talking about, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He's heading us up towards higher ground. So he'll leave early in the morning while it's still just barely breaking light. Or later in the afternoon when the cool of the day, when the dusk is coming in as shadows. Darkness. Light, but not real light. And that is the most scary time of the day. Because you see shadows. That you know it's got to be a booger. There's got to be something dangerous. In darkness, fear is worse. You'll see things that aren't even there. You'll be scared about things that you shouldn't be scared of. You'll think things, see things that shouldn't really even bother you, but you're a sheep. But to get from here to there, we got to go through the dark places. And that's why the sheep has to trust the shepherd, because the shepherd knows the path. And it don't matter. It don't matter to the shepherd if it's dark or not, because he knows the path. So that sheep will just stay close to the shepherd. He'll be all right. Talking about to the lazy sheep, he's a shepherd that challenges, come on, you gotta want more than this. Let me tell you what I got. It's a difficult trip. In difficult places, dark places, dry places. Sheep need water. Between here and there, there's some places there ain't no well. There's no stream, no water. And the sheep get awful dry. And I'll tell you what, you ever really get good and right with God and really want more from Him and want Him to have more of you? You just will expect some dry times where you can't feel God, find God. It'll seem so dry. It'll feel like God moved out. And you'll pray and hear nothing. Read the Bible, get nothing. Dry spots. But the shepherd knows on the way up there, he knows where the well's at. And he'll take you by a well. And all of a sudden, you've been so dry, you can't hardly breathe. You feel like you're breathing dust. But now all of a sudden, your soul is bubbling up. The good shepherd has come by a well, and you are all of a sudden rejoicing where you've been just barely able to take another step. It's a dry spot between here and the high country. Between here and there, it's difficulties. There's darkness, and there's dryness, and there's danger. Just about everything is dangerous to a sheep. There's diseases, there's wolves, there's animals, there's the terrain. Everything is dangerous to a sheep. But if he's going to get from there to there, he's got to walk that path. But if the sheep will look at the shepherd on the way up the mountain, he'll find out the shepherd ain't scared a bit. There's no worry in his face. There's no confusion on his face. There's no frightened evidence in his life. So what the sheep needs to do, listen to me, is stay close to the shepherd and follow the shepherd. Because this sheep is susceptible to the wolves and the disease. But if the shepherd is between him and the enemy, it doesn't matter how strong the enemy is. Because he's got to get through the shepherd to get to the sheep. And the same shepherd who tromps up the mountains on the hillside of Israel is trumpeting in your life and saying, I got more for you. I have things for you you never dreamed of possible, spiritually. I ain't talking about bankrolls and Cadillacs. I'm talking about something spiritual, something real, something lasting, something good.
So what the sheep must do is stay close to the shepherd and listen to the shepherd. Because again, he is the only thing between the sheep and the danger. And the only thing that can open up the way to the sheep is for the shepherd to back off and forsake the sheep. And he's already said, I ain't doing that. Or the sheep to get away from the shepherd. Stop listening to the shepherd. Stop following the shepherd. And then he makes himself susceptible. Makes himself vulnerable. So I'm saying this morning, our God has more for us than we've ever dreamed of possible. We older folks talk about how it used to be. I rejoice in my memories of the good move of God in this area and in my life. But I don't have to look back 40 years ago. I don't have to look back 30 years ago. My shepherd's still on the throne this morning. He's still God. And the mountains are still there, and the goodness is still there, and the lush green grass is still up there. So for the lazy sheep that's satisfied where they're at, he challenges. He says, wouldn't you like to have more? Are you really satisfied where you're at? And some of us would have to say, yeah, I really am. But we shouldn't be. Brother Mike mentioned it this morning. You've ever tasted the sweetness of Jesus? If you've ever had a good touch of the grace of God, you've ever been in high clover with the Lord, oh, I'm telling you, nothing else will satisfy you. He's a shepherd. We're the sheep. I say this again this morning. Our God is saying to us, come on. Come on. I know you're hurting. I know you're scared. I know your world. I know where you're living. I am aware of it. And I'm telling you, I have the grace you need to not just barely make it through, but to have victory. I say this morning, that's what we need. Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, will we not fear? Jesus said it the best way. He said these words, fear not, little flock. I say this morning, if you're not saved, you're missing life here. I'm telling you, you're missing life here. But if you don't get saved, if you don't get forgiveness of your sin before you leave this world, you're going to go to hell and stay there forever. And you don't have to. And I beg you, there's an altar here where you can come and kneel and just say, I'm a sinner, Lord. I believe your son died for me and rose again. I'm trusting that. I give you myself. Oh, Lord, save me, forgive me. You know what? He'll do it. For us who are saved, who are his sheep, I'm telling you this morning, God wants to comfort you. He wants to help you, but he also wants to challenge you to get a hold of his grace, to experience something fresh and something new that will help you. I ask you to let him do that. Let's stand together.